we will look at the characteristic of forbearance or hilm as such. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the most intelligent of people are those who are strictest in the matters of courtesy and friendship, and the most prudent of them are those who restrain their anger. And he says, whoever lives in courtesy and friendship dies the death of a martyr. My father used to tell me this when I was very young. He said, if you can manage to do nothing in the world, and I was very, very young when he died, I was 9, but I can still remember these words, if you can do nothing in this world, then remember that the least you can do is to display good manners. And every time you want to get angry, every time you want to feel mean or say something or do something, those words keep on coming back again and again. And this is the hadith that he based it on. And I repeat it again. Whoever lives in courtesy and friendship dies the death of a martyr. There's a man who once asked Rasulullah to tell him about nobility of character. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it means that you should forgive the one who has wronged you. Re-establish ties with the one who has broken them off from you. Give to the one who has denied you something, and speak the truth even if it is against your own interests. He continued to say, Allah never raises a human being by his ignorance, nor does he humiliate a human being because of his forbearance. When he talked about one who wished to attain the rank of scholars, he would say, a believer will by his forbearance and gentleness attain the rank of the scholar who is struggling to solve problems of fiqh or jurisprudence. And he says there are two things which combine, there are two things that match together. There are no two things that match better than hilm, forbearance, and knowledge. You know, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions forbearance a lot. He says in Surah Ali Imran, and it's very, very beautiful, he says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْقَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those who spend benevolently in ease as well as in straightness. Those who restrain their anger and pardon human beings. اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحَسِنِينَ. Allah loves the doers of good. Now, there was an ayah that was revealed on forbearance. And this ayah is from Surah number 7. Which is Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 199. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذِ الْأَفْوَ وَأَمُرْ بِالْأُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Take to forgiveness, enjoin good, and turn aside from the ignorant. And Jibreel explains this ayah further when he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Muhammad, it means that you should be forbearing with the one who has insulted you. Forgive the person who has wronged you and give to the one who has denied you something. It's very, very difficult. Well, that's the first characteristic we need to develop. Imam Ali alayhi salam said there are four things that are very difficult to achieve. To forgive when angry, to be forbearing in the face of oppression, to be generous in the times of scarcity, and to be abstinent when you're alone. And it was he who asked his son, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, O son, what is forbearance? And the young Hussein said, O my father, it means hiding one's anger and controlling the self. You know, there was a man who came from Syria, and he insulted Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not say anything to him. See, he demonstrated what he knew of forbearance. When the man had finished insulting him, he said, I believe you are a stranger. You have talked foolishly. If you had asked wealth of us, we would have given it to you. If you had required something, we would have granted it. If you were to seek guidance, we would direct you. And if you were to ask us to carry you, we would do that too. Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, one is not a human being of intellect unless he or she is forbearing. And basically it means to be able to restrain our anger. We've been talking about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him Halim. If we look at Surah At-Tawbah, this is Surah number 9. ayah 114, he says, Inna Ibrahima la'awwahun halim. Most surely, Ibrahim was very tender-hearted, very forbearing. One of the signs that a human being who attaches himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have is a soft heart. My grandmother used to say that you've got to be, she used to describe Halim or Hilm as being like khichri. Now, I don't know whether you know what khichri is. It is rice that is overcooked and made very, very soft, and butter is added to it. So it's easily, so you don't have to chew it. So you can easily sort of eat it without any problems at all. It is served to the ill or the elderly, and it's said to be easier to digest as well. So you've got to be really, really soft, because strength lies in softness, not in hardness. If you find that because of circumstances or whatever reason, the environment, whatever it might be, that there is a lot of hard-heartedness around you, then Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam recommends that besides striving yourself, make sure that you eat lentils. Add a spoonful of lentils in everything you cook. Inshallah, it will soften the heart as well. To recite the ism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Halim, that helps as well. Inshallah, we will continue with human values tomorrow, and we will look at the subject of forgiveness or af. The address for the Islamic Education Board is Dar al-Tabligh, Jacketts Lane, Harefield, Middlesex. The postcode is UB96PZ. The telephone number is 01923-823-606, and the email address is ib@tabligh.org.uk. I've been asked to say to you that the phone lines are normally not available until 9 o'clock, till about 4 o'clock. So inshallah, we will make them available earlier, and I shall announce it as well. But please keep on calling. Do write to us as you've been doing. We will take your suggestions on board and inshallah move forward. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.